Dr. Pinsky with the mail. I am Ian Raphael, R-A-F-A-E-L, Oblea, O-B-L-E-A. The petitioner spoke little English and was a poor historian. Appeared according to the information obtained from the examinee within these limitations. He claims that his occupational duties from 1-118 onward resulted in permanent injury to the back, neck, and right leg. Brady does describe going to the hospital for this and having two surgeries, period. He admits to injuring his leg in a previous pedestrian motor vehicle accident, period. The paragraph records show he filed a claim petition alleging repetitive bending, pushing, lifting, pulling, carrying, standing, twisting, and all job duties as a laborer resulted in permanent injuries to the back, neck, and right leg. Good medical records show he was seen at the emergency room on 1-22-19. Appeared to have reported the previous day. He had pain in the rib and trunk. Appeared he slipped and fell at work. Appeared he denied back pain or loss of consciousness. Appeared he landed on his left side. Appeared he complained of pain in his ribs. Appeared. He was evaluated and diagnosed with contusion of the left ribs, for which he was treated and released. But he did undergo rib and chest x-rays that showed no acute pulmonary disease or fractures. Period. On 5-21-19, he was attended to by EMS personnel. Apparently, he stated he was riding his bicycle when he was hit by a car. Apparently, after getting hit, the patient got up and took off, then was later found by Atlantic City Police Department. Apparently, he had a history of hypertension and substance abuse. Apparently, he was alert and oriented. Period. He was then taken to the hospital with what was described as a minor traumatic injury. Period. On 6-22-19, BLS attended to him emergently as well. But he was found unconscious / unresponsive in the bathroom inside his residence. The patient had drug paraphernalia next to him, period. He was transported to the hospital again, period. He had fresh injection wounds on the right forearm with dried blood. Period. He had pinpoint non-reactive pupils with agonal, A-G-O-N-A-L, respiration. Period. The wife reported he had a history of heroin abuse. Period. A spoon with residue and lighter were found on the floor next to him. Period. He received Narcan and was begun on ventilation. Period. Another BLS form was completed on 11-30-19. Period. His family found him unconscious and called 911. Period. He was showing signs of an opiate overdose. Period. BLS began to ventilate patient and administer naloxone, which resulted in a positive outcome. Brady was conscious but mildly confused upon ALS arrival. Brady was taken to the hospital again. Paired Mr. Oblia also had emergency attention paid to him on 4/19/20. Brady was laying on the ground with drug paraphernalia laying between his legs. Brady had snoring respiration at about 4 times per minute, as well as pinpoint pupils. Period. There was no sign of trauma. Period. He was transferred to the hospital. Period. On 4/19/20, BLS again were called to attend to the petitioner. Period. He was found in a parking lot behind a church, lying unconscious on the ground and not breathing. Brady was administered Narcan and began ventilating. Period. He was taken to the hospital again. Period. On 8/7/20, he was found unconscious with agonal breathing with a needle in his hand. Period. He was again taken to the emergency room. Period. New paragraph. On 9/27/20, he had an MRI of the cervical spine. Given a history of, quote, IV drug use, comma, neck pain, comma, and possible infection, period. There was no abnormal enhancement or other findings to suggest infection of the spine. Period. There was disc extrusion at C3-4, resulting in cord compression, which is presumably chronic, giving the thinning of the cord in this area, suggesting myelomalacia. Period. He had further multi-level degenerative changes. These involved umbilical hypertrophy and diffuse disc bulging at the rest of the levels except for C2-3 and C7-T1, period. New paragraph, Mr. Oblia was seen by BLS on 10/8/20, period. He had lethargy and kept wiping and scratching at his nose. Period. His friend didn't know if he took or used anything. Period. He was taken to the emergency room. Period. On 10/29/20, he was again seen by BLS, who noted he was lying on the ground, unconscious with agonal breathing. Brady was secured in the ambulance and taken to the emergency room. Period. New paragraph. On 11/15/20, he had a CAT scan of his head. That identified a small right frontal scalp hematoma without a skull fracture. Period. There were no other acute findings or abnormalities present. Period. The hematoma was the only change since the prior study of 7/1/20. Period. He had a CAT scan of the cervical spine on 11/15/20. Period. There were degenerative changes, but no evidence of acute injury. Period. There were narrow disc bases at C4-5, C5-6, and C6-7. Period. There was degenerative spondylosis present, but no evidence of a fracture. Period. He also was seen at the emergency room on 12/25/20 with altered mental status. Period. He was found disoriented and agitated in a public restroom. Period. Had a laceration to the right eyebrow. Period. He later became more coherent and appropriate. Period. He denied any drug use, but states that he did not sleep much and was drinking. Period. He had an evaluation with an unremarkable CAT scan of the brain. Perry also underwent laboratory studies. Period. He was administered Versed, V-E-R-S-E-D, and his mentation improved, and he was more appropriate. Perry's diagnosis was facial laceration and altered mental status, for which he was treated and released. Period, new paragraph. On 12/25/20, he was seen by BLS personnel again. Period, he was sitting in the bathtub after he broke into the apartment. Period, he was conscious and alert, but not coherent. Period, he had a laceration to his right eyebrow, and there was blood on the toilet seat. Period, he was combative and agitated. Period, approximately 8 people were on the scene who live in apartments. Period, they stated he was not a resident, but they recognized him from rescue mission doing, quote, dope, end quote, on the streets. Period. He was taken to the emergency room again. Period, in 12/25/20, he underwent a CAT scan of the brain that was read as unremarkable. Period. On 12/28/20, he was seen at the emergency room again and diagnosed with a contusion of the right thigh. Period. X-rays of the right femur were unremarkable. Period. He reported the onset of symptoms was 3 days ago, and the pain was moderate. Period. He did not convey. Scratch that. He said he slipped and fell and hit his right thigh and complained of right lateral thigh pain. Period. X-rays of the right femur were done on 12/28/20 and read as unremarkable. Period. On 1/1/21, he was seen at the emergency room yet again. Period. He had been there 8 days earlier. Period. Previous treatment was suturing for his laceration. Period. History was remarkable for microlumbar discectomy on 3/10/20, as well as some unspecified stomach surgery and jaw surgery. Period. He related he stopped all drinking nearly 2 months ago after experiencing health problems. Period. His last use of heroin was 1 week ago. Period. He was evaluated, treated, and released with a discharge diagnosis of sutured removal. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed callus formation, comma, dirty palms, comma, dirt under his fingernails, comma, skin fissuring and a rough texture. Period. He attributed this to still being at his job. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Extremities lower normal, cervical normal, and thoracic normal, lumbosacral. Inspection revealed a 1.5-inch midline longitudinal scar, but preserved low dotted curve. Period, and then normal through he was tender at the right sacroiliac joint and sciatic notch, but not the left. Period, supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right. At 70 degrees, he elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period, on the left at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period. Impressions. Rafael Oblea alleges his job tasks that involve repetitive motion led to permanent injuries in his back, neck, and right leg. Period. The majority of the documentation supplied pertains to various drug overdoses. Period. On another occasion, he was riding a bicycle and was struck by an automobile. Period. He did undergo some diagnostic studies towards the end of 2020 that showed no acute abnormalities. Period. There were some degenerative changes in the cervical spine. Period. There is no reference to repetitive activities leading to his symptoms upon presentation. Period. He evidently has continued to work in the same job after being out of work for 7 months. His job is installing heavy pilings in water. Period. New paragraph. The current examination was virtually benign. There was healed surgical scarring in the lumbar spine, but full range of motion. Period. Straight leg raise maneuver is negative for clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Period. Skin changes in the hands consistent with physically rigorous manual activities. Period. There is a note in one of the treatment records that he had undergone lumbar microdiscectomy at a certain point, but I'm not in receipt of that report. Period. New paragraph. There is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back. Period. Of course, if pertinent medical documentation becomes available, I would be happy to review it to help confirm my impressions. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the cervical spine or right leg. Period. End.